The World Cup Championship will be crowned this week, and you can trade the tourney through the finals on Kalshi, America's number one prediction market platform. Right now, Spain is trading at 58% to beat Argentina, meaning 100 trade pays out 166 if they win. On Kalshi, you're trading against other people in a live market. No house, no odds makers. For a limited time, download the Kalshi app and use code DEFEND to get $10 when you trade $10. K-A-L-S-H-I. Kalshi. Trade the beautiful game. 18 plus only. Restrictions and eligibility requirements apply. Event contract trading involves risk and may not be suitable for all investors. Kalshi products are not available in all jurisdictions. Prices, values, and available markets may differ from those mentioned. For more information, see Kalshi.com/regulatory.
Hey, it is Ryan Seacrest here. Want to bring a little Hollywood excitement to your day? Take a few spins with Chumba Casino's brand new game, Ryan Seacrest's 10K Ways. It's free and features 10,000 ways to play, giving you nonstop action, including thrilling bonus respins and cascading reels. Every spin brings something new. So step into the spotlight, enjoy the excitement, and play today at ChumbaCasino.com.
Ch-ch-ch-ch-chumba. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Chase and Big Joe, 102.5 the game at Nash Dogs in Old Hickory. Had some listeners come by and talk boxing, which is fun.
Yeah, uncommon, but a good sport.
I like that. 1427 Robinson Road here in Old Hickory, Tennessee. He is Dr. Crane, Nick Frazier, Brando back at the studio. And we say hello now to Terry McCormick, Titan Insider. You can find his work at Main Street Media. Terry, what's up? How you doing?
Oh, doing pretty good. How about you guys?
I am doing fantastic. I have to start with baseball. Did you hear Paul Kuharsky slandering you this morning, talking about you being a Yankees fan, but you weren't from New York, so he doesn't support your Yankee fandom?
Oh, well, I mean, he's from Cleveland originally, so he should be pulling for the Indians or Guardians or whatever they're calling themselves these days.
I decided to – I was like, come on, man. Terry's been a fan his whole life. I think it's all right.
I've been a fan of the Yankees since I was 8 years old. It stems from – and, you know, a lot of debate, you know, about how do you pick a favorite team. Well, you know, for me, it kind of worked a couple of different ways. I was in the Little League. The team I was on was the Yankees. And I'm so old, we used wood bats. The wood bats that you've seen that had the little carved-in autographs on them, you know?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
You ever seen those? Yeah. Well, I used a Bobby Mercer model bat. Bobby Mercer was the Yankees star player back in the early 70s when I was in Little League, and it stuck.
Well, see, I think that's a great way to become a fan of a team. So I support it. But obviously we had you on to talk some Titans. Have you watched any of the quarterback documentary yet?
I watched about 5 episodes of it yesterday. It was, it was pretty interesting. I got to admit, I found Baker Mayfield far more interesting a personality than Cam Ward.
No, I agree. Baker's fun, but I'm only through 1 episode, but I got a sense that early on, Brian Callahan and Cam Ward the vibe wasn't there. And obviously we saw what happened, you know, with Callahan being fired. Did you get that same vibe? And do you think that it's going to be better now with Robert Saleh and Brian Daboll, because Daboll's skill set is going to fit Cam better?
I think it goes more to what you said at first, that maybe they weren't the match that, you know, everybody thought they were going to be. I think when you listen to Brian Callahan talk about football and talk about working with quarterbacks and talking about, you know, how the position is supposed to be played, he knows his stuff. You know, he was around Peyton Manning. He was around Matthew Stafford. He was around Joe Burrow. But, you know, the problem that I think that comes from that is, you know, I could work with Peyton Manning. You know what I'm saying?
Sure.
Peyton knows a lot of football. I could win games with Peyton Manning if I'm the head coach. Give me the guy that fixed Sam Darnold. You know what I'm saying? If I want to develop a quarterback or something like that. Give me the guy that turned Brock Purdy into an NFL starter. Those sorts of things. So I think you know, Brian Callahan was great at explaining and knowing what a quarterback is supposed to do and how the mechanics are supposed to work. And you saw in one of the episodes, you saw him having a conversation and watching film of Stafford and different ones, Brady, I think it was, watching their mechanics and all. But I think Brian Callahan's problem was that he didn't take charge enough to say, this is my team, I'm the guy in charge, and even though you are the quarterback and you're the number one pick and you're the face of the franchise, I'm in charge here and we're going to do things my way. Because it was pretty evident that he kind of acquiesced to Cam Ward's desires to, you know, throw a pass on third and long when they're in field goal range. When, you know, I was at that game, so I know the situation. They were down there. They were gifted a chance to take the lead in the fourth quarter when Darian Mossy recovered the fumble. And, you know, 3 points would have given them the lead with about 7 minutes to go, and the Broncos' offense was not exactly lights out that day. So, you know, if I'm in that situation, you know, I'm run, safe pass, kick field goal. You know,
Terry McCormick,
I don't try anything other than maybe a screen pass if I'm going to throw a pass, something that's safe, that's going to be, you know, worst case scenario, it's an incompletion and we're still at the same spot. That sort of thing.
Terry McCormick's online with us. Terry, I've only got to listen to about 45, 35 minutes of the first episode, but Chase and I were talking at the beginning of the show about just the Cam Ward's, I guess, mentality and just the way he carries himself as like an old soul quarterback. Do you get that vibe watching about 5 episodes into this?
I do. I think, you know, I think it serves him well in certain aspects, and in other aspects, I'm not so sure, because, you know, it serves him well in that he's, you know, he's a cool and calm, and, you know, not a lot of things seem to rattle him. You know, it, you know, they showed the clip of, you know, when he, you know, talked about how bad the team was after the shutout loss in Houston and the comment that went viral with that. And that was one of the few times we've seen Cam, you know, really kind of, you know, toss himself and everybody else under the bus. Most of the time he's not really saying a whole lot. He's not really emotional. He's not really up and down. But at the same time, he does kind of – he comes off as a very confident kid, and that's fantastic. But he also kind of comes off as, I know how to do this. And, you know, it almost seems like at times he doesn't want to listen to the advice maybe as much as he should.
How much do you see that carrying over this year with Brian Daboll?
I think Brian Daboll is going to be in charge of the offense. I think that I think it's going to serve Cam Ward well, because it's going to be somebody in his ear that's been there and done that before at a pretty high level that's going to be, you know, telling him, okay, I did it this way with this guy and we're going to do it my way. I'll listen to your input, but we're doing this the way that I'm setting it up, and that's going to give you your best chance to be successful.
Now, obviously, we don't know the end result yet, Terry, but I've equated this, you know, Daboll and Ward, of look what happened in Chicago with Ben Johnson and Caleb Williams, that you put Caleb Williams with the right coach, the right offense, and all of a sudden his skills are really able to shine. And it, like I said, we don't know the end result, but could you see there being some similarities there with Ward and Daboll?
It's possible. Yeah, I think so. I mean, I think obviously a big part of it is going to hinge on, you know, what the Titans can do to get the supporting cast right around Cam Ward, because, you know, we've seen over the last 2 years with both Cam Ward and with Will Levis, and even going back to the last year or two of Ryan Tannehill, what happens when you can't protect the quarterback and you can't give him an opportunity to even, you know, finish his drop before somebody's in his face. I think the biggest thing is going to be fixing the offensive line in order to give Cam Ward a chance to execute Brian Daboll's offense the way it's supposed to be run.
Yeah, that was going to be my next question, Terry, about the offensive line. I'm still just very, what's the best way to put it, concerned about the anchored positions on the left and right side of the line with the tackles. I mean, What is your sense? What is your feeling about those two positions coming up in training camp?
Well, I mean, I think this is a make or break year for J.C. Latham. I think he needs to step forward. He needs to stay healthy. And two, he needs to show why he was the seventh pick in the draft 3 years ago. I think he needs to show that he can be a solid right tackle in this league and somebody who can protect the quarterback and also somebody that you can run the football behind. I think, he's shown it in flashes, but at other times he's been beaten really badly, by top-line pass rushers. And I think it's time for J.C. Latham to step forward. Dan Moore, he's at the point where he kind of is what he is. He'll be serviceable at the left tackle spot this year, but if he doesn't have a really good year, then the Titans could be back in the market for a left tackle next year. I mean, right now on this offensive line, other than Peter Skoronski, I'm not really sure, who's going to be there and how well they're going to play at the other four positions. And to me, that's a concern that's been ongoing with this organization for at least 3 to 4 years.
Yeah, when it comes to Dan Moore Jr., obviously it was one of his first signings. How would you assess that if it doesn't pan out for a guy like Dan Moore Jr. after this season?
Well, I mean, kind of is what it is. I mean, you knew that you were getting a guy who was an average type left tackle, that he was going to struggle against the elite guys. You saw it against, Miles Garrett. You saw it against Trey Hendrickson, when he played for the Steelers and was in the AFC North going against those guys. So I think kind of is, he is who he is. He's an average tackle. You're going to have to help him at certain times. I don't fault them for the signing because prior to that, they had worse over there. They're trying to, do it with a rookie in Latham. They had tried Nicholas Petit-Ferrer there briefly. They had tried, just a cavalcade of guys, Andre Dillard, Dennis Daly, and we know how bad that worked out. So I don't fault them for signing Dan Moore to big money because that's what you have to do in free agency. And he did improve the position over what it had been for the previous couple of years, but that was a very low bar.
Terry McCormick is with us. You mentioned Skoronski. Do you anticipate a contract announcement either at the beginning of camp or somewhere after?
I wouldn't think that, that's something that, if they can get it done before the season starts, I think that would be, certainly in the best interest of all parties involved. It gets everything taken care of, but it's also one of those things too, where, even if it happens during the season, there's plenty of time to get it done. But yeah, I think that Skoronski is a guy that, could get an extension from this organization before the regular season starts. If it doesn't, I don't expect a lot of negotiating to go on during the season because the focus shifts then to what's going on the field as opposed to, contracts and things like that.
Terry, good to talk to you. We appreciate it. Just a couple of weeks away, and the busy season begins. So thank you, my friend.
All right. See you guys.
Terry McCormick, Titan Insider and also Main Street Media, and appreciate him for joining us. We're live today at Nash Dogs.
The World Cup Championship will be crowned this week, and you can trade the tourney through the finals on Kalshi, America's number one prediction market platform. Right now, Spain is trading at 58% to beat Argentina, meaning 100 trade pays out 166 if they win. On Kalshi, you're trading against other people in a live market. No house, no odds makers. For a limited time, download the Kalshi app and use code DEFEND to get $10 when you trade $10. Kalshi. Kalshi. Trade the beautiful game. 18 plus only. Restrictions and eligibility requirements apply. Event contract trading involves risk and may not be suitable for all investors. Kalshi products are not available in all jurisdictions. Prices, values, and available markets may differ from those mentioned. For more information, see kalshi.com/regulatory.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory Lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See TNCs 21+. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.